I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Thursday, the 1st of July. Birthday to iconic Baywatch babe Pamela Anderson, Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd, Ferris Bueller alum Alan Ruck, Blue is the Warmest Colors Lea Seydoux, and the one and only Liv Tyler. Today's the day A League of Their Own was released back in 1992, Baby's Day Out opened today in 1994, and Michael Bay's Armageddon rained down on cinemas from today in 1998. But back here in 2021... Marvel Studios have announced the hotly anticipated sequel Black Panther: Wakanda Forever has begun filming. Production has kicked off in Atlanta, with director Ryan Coogler and almost the entire cast of the blockbuster original all set to return, with of course one major exception, namely the late great Chadwick Boseman, who portrayed the eponymous groundbreaking superhero and who tragically lost his life to colon cancer last year. At a press event, Marvel chief Kevin Feige said of the set, "It's clearly very emotional without Chad, but everyone is also very excited to bring the world of Wakanda back to the fans. We're going to do it in a way that would make Chad proud." Black Panther Wakanda Forever is scheduled to hit cinemas on the 8th of July next year.
Wakanda Forever!
Cinema's gruffest family man, Vin Diesel, has given an update on one of his most enduring roles, the alien-slaying Richard B. Riddick. The Riddick series, which began with 2000's Pitch Black, spawned both a trilogy of films and two well-received video games. As such, a fourth film's been rumoured for years now, and even supposedly has a title, Riddick 4: Furia. In a recent interview, Diesel was quoted as saying, "Director David Toohey has written a great script. It's just a matter of timing when we get that opportunity to shoot that. But I believe we're shooting that in Australia, and it would be awesome." In the meantime, Diesel can be seen reprising his other most iconic character, Dominic Toretto, in F9 The Fast Saga, which is in cinemas now.
"Grant any last wishes? I was referring to you."
"Not that the chains aren't a hot look. But no, I'm not gonna straddle you in front of all these guys."
"What if I killed all of them first?"
"Easy, boy. There's a lot more trank where that came from."
Director video action legend Scott Adkins has joined the cast of John Wick Chapter 4. The action franchise is gathering quite the lineup of late, with returning lead Keanu Reeves set to also be joined by martial artists Donnie Yen and Hiroyuki Sanada, as well as Rina Sawayama and Shamir Anderson. Series stalwart Chad Stahelski will direct the sequel from a script by Shay Hatton and Michael Finch. The fork will picking up where John Wick 3 Parabellum left off, with the titular pup Avenger excommunicated from the International Guild of Assassins and looking to take revenge on its High Council. Adkins can next be seen in Netflix's action comedy Day Shift, alongside Oscar winner Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco and Megan Good, while John Wick Chapter 4 is slated for release on May the 27th next year.
"And yeah, all right, we might have taken a bit of a kick in, but the odds are against our boys, just like they are against me now, to be honest. But do you know what? I f***ing like these odds. It's like good old King George always used to say, cover f***! Get it!"
And finally, James Franco has settled his sexual misconduct lawsuit out of court to the tune of $2.2 million. The actor was accused by five women in 2018 of inappropriate sexual behaviour in relation to his now-closed acting school. It's been reported that the actor would give one-on-one private lessons to attractive female acting students, who he pushed into performing increasingly explicit sex scenes on camera, supposedly as practice for the big screen. Franco and his lawyers are still insisting that no wrongdoing ever occurred, and as part of the settlement, all parties involved were forced to sign a statement which read, "While defenders continue to deny the allegations, they acknowledge that plaintiffs have raised important issues, and all parties strongly believe that now is a critical time to focus on addressing the misconduct of women in Hollywood. All agree on the need to make sure that no one in the entertainment industry faces discrimination, harassment, or prejudice of any kind." Which is just disgustingly brazen. Franco has largely been dropped by Hollywood in the wake of the allegations of his crimes, including by his former creative partner and friend, Seth Rogen. As things stand, the only project Franco still has on the way is The Long Home, a film he directs and stars in, and that's currently without a release date.
How's the pie?
So good.
Coming to streaming via Netflix from today are The Land Before Time 14, Journey of the Brave, An American Girl, Sage Paints the Sky, An Officer and a Gentleman, Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway, the 2005 remake of Assault on Precinct 13, Code Red, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Crash Pad, On the Job, and Dynasty Warriors. There's Manhunter, Near Dark, Burnt Offerings, Creepshow, and 13 Ghosts coming to Shudder meanwhile, and Pascal Plant's Nadia Butterflies, new for MUBI subscribers. Available for all via Freeview today are Casablanca on BBC 4, Basic Instinct on 5 Star, Wolves and Terrifier on the Horror Channel, Die Hard with a Vengeance is on ITV4, great movies are showing The Bounty Hunter, Vertical Limit, Moon and Almost Famous, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocols on 4-7, and Film 4 have got The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2 and The Equalizer, while the Sky Cinema and now premiere today is the mother-daughter thriller Take Back. That was your Daily Reel for Thursday, July the 1st. Keep it cinematic and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.